Well, good morning, boys and girls. So, when you are a kid, it sometimes feels like there's lots of things that you cannot do. For instance, when you go to Six Flags or an amusement park, or when you go to the fair and there's a sign that says, you must be this tall to ride this ride. You're tall. I know you are tall. But sometimes you are not tall enough to ride those roller coasters yet or some of the scarier rides, and you're just not tall enough to ride them yet. And it's so exciting when you get to the point where you're tall enough to ride those rides. Well, I can remember when I was a little kid, I was probably about 3. I like to say I wanted to drive. Couldn't see over the steering wheel, couldn't reach the pedals, but I wanted to drive. And it felt like it took so long to get to the place where I could actually drive. So sometimes when you're a kid, it feels like there's lots of things that you can't do yet. Your parents may say, well, you can do that when you're a little bit older. You may hear that a lot. But there's one thing that it doesn't matter how old or young you are that you can do. You can be friends with God. In fact, Jesus actually says that it's easier to be friends with God as a child. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said that he praised God because God had hidden who he was from the wise and instead revealed it to the children. You see, here's the thing. We think that the people expected that the scholars were the ones who had everything figured out, that they were the ones who knew God, and that they were the ones God loved because they spent so long studying the law. But a lot of them, even though they knew a lot of facts about God, they didn't really know God. They weren't friends with God. They didn't have a relationship with God. And instead, they used all of those facts that they knew about God to push people away and to get people into trouble. And so that's why Jesus said that God had revealed who he was to children, because you guys know about God's love. You may not know everything there is to know in the Bible, but you can feel God's love. You can feel God right there beside you. And it's easier for you to trust that God is there, even though we can't see God. You see, there are a lot of people who know a lot of facts about God, but not everybody is friends with God. But God has made a way so that we could always be friends with God. And it doesn't matter if you're 3 or if you're 103. It doesn't matter if you can read or if you can't. You can be friends with God. All you have to do is talk to God and listen. It's important to read our Bibles and to learn more about God, but what's even more important is to talk to God and to listen to him. God always wants to be our friend, and God has promised to love us no matter what. So who can know God? All of us. Doesn't matter how young or old you are, we can all be friends with God. Isn't it wonderful to know that you don't have to be this tall to be friends with God? That you can be friends with God no matter how young or how old you are. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for always loving us. Thank you for wanting to be our friend. Help us to make time for you, to talk to you, and to listen to you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.